Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're so thrilled to have Ciro Baptista joined by the Banquet of Spirits live from Studio A today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you to have us here. So happy. We just arrived in this beautiful town. Columbus.
I'm so glad you're excited. This is amazing. Well, the show is going to take place tonight at the Wexner Center. There's so much to talk about with Ciro and the amazing musicians he's worked with and his amazing career. So we'll talk. We'll get him started with this first song, and then we'll talk after they start us off here. What's this first one you're going to do, Ciro?
We're going to do a song by Colin Walker. The name is Mumakata.
Here we go.
Thank you. catamo catamo lo di serio e o mio papà d'umà o mio papà d'umà.
Amazing. It's Ciro Baptista's Banquet of the Spirits joining us live from Studio A. They'll perform tonight over at the Wexner Center promptly at 8 o'clock. Things get started. And wexarts.org is the website for details. And you can tickets are still available. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away. It's part of the Via Brasil documentary film series running through April, as well as Cruzamentos film exhibition. And Ciro Baptista, that song, is that particular song on a studio recording yet? Or
we have two records out, and that's in our first album. Yeah,
from Mumakata, the self-titled
Mumakata.
Release.
Mumakata. It's an African song, and then we did an arrangement that have also a Brazilian touch there, you know, like a traditional Brazilian chant.
It's amazing. Well, and there's so many, such a wide array of instruments today with us. Would you mind? We're filming this, so eventually there'll be our audience will be able to see it, but would you kind of paint the picture?
We have a video, too. My goodness, this is amazing.
No, you're amazing. Covering it. So would you kindly go around the room and talk about the instruments that are with us today?
Well, in the beginning, you know, I believe much that we play the environment, you know, the percussion gives you this possibility. You can play things that are around you. If you are in the kitchen, you play the pots and pans. And if you, and I came from Brazil in the rainforest, and we have the sounds of the water. You know, it's a lot of rain and the birds. And here we have all these bird calls, mm-hmm. no, that we found all over the world. You know, everybody have a bird call, but except for chenille, He does his own. He don't need anyone. But it's so funny. I don't know. Here in Pennsylvania, it's a hunting state. People hunt. Then we went to this place called Cabela's. We discovered this. I don't know if you know that they sell
sporting goods store,
these things for hunting, and for us it's paradise. No, we go there like no.
All these instruments.
Some women go to Macy's. No, we for us like going to Cabela's. You know, and but this is the instruments. As much things that we find. We have a beating bow. I play in beating bow. It's an instrument that look like is a like a bow with a gourd attached with one string, and an instrument that give me a lot of trouble in the airports, no?
Because
people think that I'm gonna hunt.
Right.
And Chenier, maybe each one we talk about our instrument.
Yeah, that'd be great.
This is called oud. And this is it's the ancient guitar. It's an ancient form of guitar, very similar to lute. Actually, it comes from the same word, oud, alud, and lute.
Nice.
And this is it has 11 strings and it has no frets. And it's this one is from Egypt.
The instrument I'm playing is from Mali, West Africa. Mm-hmm. And speaking of hunting, it's actually the hunter's harp. But there's it's not the same affiliation as hunting here, but it's more the hunters in Mali are more familiar with the land and nature, and they're actually considered the sorcerers in Mali because they observe all that to the extent that they know where to find all the different medicines and different food and all kinds of different things that you can find in the bush there.
Amazing. So many amazing backgrounds to all of these.
My instrument is not so exotic. It's the melodica. In schools here, children learn to play the recorder. In different parts of the world, they actually play the melodica. Like in Japan and Brazil, in schools, you would find these. And I love it because it's a lot lighter than a piano.
I wanted to make one. I said. Columbus, Pennsylvania, but it's not. It's Ohio.
That's all right. We were with you.
I'm a Brazilian. I can make all the mistakes I want.
You can do it, yeah. As many as you want. We're just happy to have you here. It's Ciro Batista's Banquet of the Spirits. And we'll talk more after they do another song for us. Again, thank you for being here. We'll do a ticket giveaway after the session today. And what's this next one you're going to do? Is this on one of your studio recordings as well?
Yes.
I got it. Carolina me mandou, Carolina me mandou chamar, Carolina me mandou, Carolina me mandou chamar, Carolina, Carolina, Carolina me mandou chamar.
Ciro Baptista's Banquet of the Spirits joining us live from Studio A today. Some amazing things going on, and we're so happy to have them all here. They perform tonight over at the Wexner Center. Wexarts.org is the website for details. And we'll do a ticket giveaway after the third song that they take us out with. I've read that you make many of your instruments as well.
Yes, I make many of the instruments. No, we make and we find, you know, I think because I have the lucky to play with these famous artists that went around the world. Then I could go to many countries, and every country I went, I got some kind of sound and brought home. And then you can imagine that nowadays my house looks like a percussion museum. You barely can walk inside, but it's no weak. We find sounds, you know, like I love to go to Home Depot, you know. Mm-hmm. Home Depot is great. We find so many instruments there. You know, I encourage my students and people who it's great. You can go to the music store and find these beautiful instruments there. But it's great that you discover something. Yeah. You know, sometimes you do something and don't work, but other times, oh, this can be a great sound. It's a gas pipe, and then it's an amazing instrument. You know? I'm very lucky that I make a living doing this. You know? I'm happy.
And rightly so. Well, you were born in Sao Paulo, but moved to the States. What brought you to the States initially, I believe, in 1980?
Is that about 1980, I had scholarship to go to a place called Creative Music Studio. And upstate New York, and then, you know, I'm 33 years here in America. Then I'm Brazilian, but part of my heart also belong here.
Yeah.
You know, America was very good for me. You know?
And you've worked with, my goodness, listeners may know, many of the famous musicians he's worked with. Maybe you've seen them on stage with them or listened to their albums that he appears on. David Byrne, Laurie Anderson, Yo-Yo Ma, Trey Anastasio of Phish, Caetano Veloso, the list goes on. But thankfully, you've gained deserved attention for what you do and the four-piece sitting here today.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm the oldest here. These guys are young and beautiful. They like flowers. And also, I'm very lucky because they have their own projects, and it's, you know, like a Tim Kuiper. He play with so amazing people, and then next week you're going to be in New York City playing the Stone with your project.
I have a new project called Ecliptocalia, and it kind of combines many influences of New York and Mali and all kinds of different things. But Ciro's going to be there. Yeah. Nice.
And we're going from here, believe or not, we're going from Columbus, we're going straight to Sydney.
Oh, my.
And we're going to play in Australia for a week. And also, it's going to be there, Shanir, we have your project there, no, Shanir?
Mm-hmm. I have a project that we'll play in Australia. It's called Abraxas. And we do the music of John Zorn, Masada Book 2. Actually, this
Excellent.
Group, Banquet of the Spirits, also made a nice record of Masada Book 2. You know, and we'll be there.
And finally, we have Brian Marsala, our musical director. Keep us honest. And he has this amazing thing called Imaginarium. It's incredible.
Yeah, I have my debut album of the Imaginarium is coming out in April. Ciro's on it, Shanir, Tim, and many other fine musicians. We're going to have our CD releases will be in Philly and New York in April.
Beautiful. And you can connect through your website, I believe, all the information, cirobaptista.com, to connect with all the other great projects going on here.
We are digital, you know? we're like a third world people here, but we are digital.
Well, you're also busy. We really appreciate you taking the time to be here for us today and to play for us these amazing songs and telling your amazing stories. We really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what's this last one you're going to do?
We're going to do our Shanir. What's going to be our song now?
Argan?
Yes, Argan. That's when we went to play in Morocco. And there is, we was traveling by in the road and have these trees that they give this fruit called, it's like an olive, but it's called argan. It gives this oil. And then we look in the trees, and in the trees had goats. It's very difficult to explain. The goats was, they fly from tree to tree, you know, okay, eating this little fruit called argan. That's the name of this song.
Thank you.